We start this week 25 years ago, and Radio 2 waved farewell to sport.
April the 4th, 1970, Sport on 2 came into the world. But we must stress that today is not the beginning of the end, it's more the end of the beginning. Radio 5 arrives on Monday, we become Sport on 5 next Saturday.
John Inverdale with the final Sport on 2 on the 25th of August 1990, before it moved to the new Radio 5 service.
Welcome to the brand new network and the first special holiday program on Radio 5. Take 5. I'm Bruno Brooks. We've got some great music for you. Yes, I'm going to be with you for the next hour and a half at least with good music, as we've just said. Special guests include Paul Gazza Gascoigne. Now, there's a name you know.
The launch of the short-lived Radio 5, Sport, Kids and Education. It became 5 Live 4 years later. Not too many breakfast shows last 10 years, even fewer last 15. Big John on Hallam in Sheffield hits that benchmark this week.
Big John at breakfast. Breakfast.
Hallam FM.
No pain. No gain.
We tossed the nickel, it landed on its back, which means I get to ask the questions. Michelle's hooked up to the correct button.
I'm not happy about this.
Just got to get 3 questions in a row correct and you succeed and you meet Nickelback. Fail and we move on to the next caller. It's Hallam FM.
Big John at breakfast. Biggerer at breakfast. Hallam FM.
Big John on Hallam FM. His programme began this week in the year 2000. BBC Radio Durham was one of the BBC's original 9 experimental stations.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio Durham, your county radio station on 96.8 VHF. The time is just coming up to 6 a.m. Stay tuned to Radio Durham for the county news summary at 6:32 and for our breakfast show, The Daily Durham, at 7:10.
Radio Durham, which closed this week in 1972, after just 4 years, things were transferred to BBC Radio Cumbria. This week, 48 years ago, Pick of the Pops moved to a new Sunday evening 4:30 slot.
A male model and the photographer, they've joined forces. They're both from Bournemouth. They're known as Svensk, S-V-E-N-S-K, Swedish man, and that great organ predominating with unusual effect for Svensk and Dream Magazine. And that's Unit 2.
Pick of the Pops in 1967. The Sunday chart has become a ritual, and this week in 1979, one presenter hosted his last edition.
275, 285, and also stereo VHF, Radio 1 across the country, with a new number 1, and welcome to... If anyone had to beat the Boomtown Rats, it had to be Cliff. We don't talk anymore. Will it be number 1 next week? Who knows? Thanks to the engineers over the last 2 years, and also to Bernie Andrews, but especially to Pinky, and to you for being tolerant. I'm going back to the stable now. I'll be spending my Sundays with the horses, listening to Tony Blackburn on Britain's Top 40.
Simon Bates sending his first run as regular host of the BBC chart 36 years ago. Radio 1 has now said farewell to traditional radio jingles, but this week in 76, Tony Blackburn was playing on air with his first set from Jam.
Tony Blackburn!
I don't believe a word of it, though, do you?
Radio 1!
Workers' call time!
It's a great good morning!
Yes, good morning to you, and welcome along to all those of you hard at work.
Jam jingles, licensed for the first time to Radio 1 39 years ago. So, with Steve Wright celebrating his 61st birthday...
It's no good there just being one general radio station that has to be all things to all people.
The Archer's character Walter Gabriel, born 119 years ago...
Charles me right for getting in the way.
Chrysalis rebranding Century East Midlands to Heart 10 years ago...
With EastMidlandsAirport.com.
Regular BBC stereo broadcast beginning 53 years ago.
This is the BBC third programme.
Harmony opening in Coventry 25 years ago. Later kicks, now touch.
Broadcasting from the heart of England on 102.6 megahertz.
And the 44-year reign of Melodies for You ending 4 years ago.
With the BBC concert orchestra leader John Bradbury conducted this week by Ian Sutherland.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.